BC Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General Mike Farnworth says Prince George is the hub for the surrounding communities that don't have local resources. I disagree with Mr. Farnworth. Prince George has become the dumping ground for other communities that have the resources but are not taking responsibility for their own people and expecting Prince George taxpayers to carry the load, to the point it has destroyed our downtown and is affecting our health and safety. I was in a store in Parkwood yesterday in a long lineup when a young woman with a pack sack came in. The cashier asked her to leave the pack sack, but the woman went into a rage and was verbally attacking the cashier. Help arrived and the woman left. The next customer was a woman with about a 12-year-old boy. The cashier got the order all rung up. Then the boy went into a temper tantrum because the mother was short money to pay for his gum. What an act he put on. In the meantime, all the people in the lineup had to go to a different till. I said to the cashiers that you sure have to put up with a lot. I was told they have to deal with this every day. One of the cashiers told me she was punched in the face. As I left the store, I wondered how can people work in these conditions? No one talks about the working poor. No one is offering them free lunches and housing and money. This has got to stop. We have to take our city back and start fighting for it and stop turning a blind eye to crime. We need to start sending people back to their own communities and close down the unwanted campsites. They are a disgrace and unhealthy for everyone. Then we need to focus on Third Avenue. Get some guts, Prince George. It appears the drug dealers are in charge. Helen Robertson, Prince George.